WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Pollstar released the list of the top touring artists of the decade. Who do you think came in at number one, guys?
Oh, gosh.
It wouldn't be U2, would it?
Yes, that is correct. U2 came in at number one. How much did they gross in the last decade? What would you guess?
$300 million.
A lot of money. Vic, you're the guy with the music podcast.
As of today, actually. It just became available on iTunes today.
Go ahead. Give it a plug. Where can we listen
to
it?
Well, thank you. I can't believe it. Album University Podcast. That's what you search. Go to iTunes and search Album University Podcast. It'll be on the other ones as well, but I just got it on iTunes, and so I'll have to do some more work to get it on like Spotify and Google Play. And
Album everywhere. University.
Album University, yeah.
And what is the podcast about?
It's basically, it goes back to my decision to do something about my lack of music, almost any musical culture.
I don't understand you.
Yeah, I just didn't listen to music growing up. It wasn't a priority, so I have.
Wow.
And I've always avoided it. Whenever the subject of music came up, Pete, I would always kind of sneak out of the room because I was embarrassed about it.
What? Really?
Yeah. And so, and then I finally decided, well, I came across this list online randomly, and it was the top 100 greatest albums of all time according to Rolling Stone magazine. And so I decided to start at 100 and work my way up, and about at number 69, which was, I believe, Appetite for Destruction.
Okay.
By the
Guns N' Roses, came out in 1986.
Very close. Very good. I don't know the exact date. I'd have to look at my notes.
Curtis,
but that's got to be close.
Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses. I think it was 86. Go ahead. Back to you.
Great album, too. I loved it. So I got to right around number 69. Nick DiGilio asked me how it was going. He'd been checking in with me, and he asked if I wanted to talk about it every Friday on his show, and he called the segment Vic's Picks.
Right.
And we did it for 20 weeks on his show until the, you know, culmination of the number one album.
What was number one? Can I guess?
Yeah, please.
Sgt. Pepper's.
Very good. Very good.
I knew it.
Rolling Stone said Sgt. Pepper's. Number two? I'll give you a hint.
Led Zeppelin.
No, but they had a good showing in the top 25. There was probably four albums by Led Zeppelin on that list, but
okay.
It was by the Beach Boys.
Really?
And it has a green cover.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't even think of the name of it, but it's
Pet Sounds.
Yes,
yeah.
Pet Sounds.
That was number two. But anyway, yeah, that's what. And then I just decided to. One day I was like, you know what? I thought, you know what? I bet my kids would probably like to hear these segments that I'm doing on the Nick D Show. So I started to record them and send them to them in an MP3 file, and they loved it. And so I thought, really, the podcast just came about for an easier way for me to get it to them. So I decided to get the ball rolling for a podcast. And then it just, you know, the momentum was building. And I decided,
right.
You know what, let's do this right. I'm going to hire a guy to do the VO. I'm going to hire a guy to do the music. They were both local guys. Kent Smith did the VO for the intro, outro. And Bob Kessler, great harmonica player, harp player, did the music bed. So it's fun. It's really fun, you know, for anybody who either doesn't know much about music like me or...
But now you do.
Well,
you have
somewhat.
A music podcast called Album University available now on iTunes.
Yeah.
That's so impressive.
Well, thanks, man. It was a lot of work. I bit off more than I can chew. I didn't.
It's still fun, and you're educating yourself and you're educating the public. By the way, Curtis, Appetite, what year?
87.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, close.
Yes.
Didn't the single come out in 86?
Maybe. I've been multitasking.
What month?
Back here.
What month in 87? Do you know? Because that's going to bother me.
July?
Shoot. Okay. By the way, we were talking about. And Vic.
July 21st, 1987 was when it was.
Vic has never been to a concert.
Well, no, that's not true. I've only been to probably three in my life, though.
Three?
You know what my first one was? I'm curious to see what you think about the first one. It was...
Everybody remembers their first concert. I can give that question. We'll get 10 callers right now. 312-981-7200. What was your very first concert? As soon as I say it, my mind takes me right back to the Peoria Civic Center. But go ahead, Vic.
Bobby Brown and New Edition.
Oh, no! Where was it?
It was in Las Cruces, New Mexico, New Mexico State University.
Wow.
Yeah, it was back in the day when, you know, you would... well,
sure.
What was that album that he came out with? Probably his last one.
My Prerogative?
Yep, that's the one.
Right.
And then New Edition came out and got on stage because he'd already left. But
By the way, every line is full right now. My very first concert was 1984. It was Van Halen.
Wow.
At the Peoria Civic Center. And I was with a guy named Jim Flanagan who brought a joint in the concert in a cassette case, a clear cassette case. He had it in his pocket.
Smart hiding.
So he started smoking it, and I took the cassette case and I threw it on stage and hit David Lee Roth in the foot. And about 10 years ago, I had David Lee Roth on the radio, and I apologized to him. He goes, man, that happens to me all the time. I'm dodging and weaving. You got to get out of people's way. They're throwing stuff on stage.
That's a great story, though.
But Van Halen, Peoria Civic Center. All right, let's go. By the way, U2 grossed $1 billion in the last decade. Here's your top three grossers. You got U2 at number one at $1 billion. The Rolling Stones at $929 million. Ed Sheeran at $922 million. Top grossing of the decade. Joe, where was your first concert?
Okay, let me step back here.
Okay.
Okay, what I told your producer was one thing.
Yeah?
The first one really didn't count because...
Why didn't it count? The first concert you went to.
All right. Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd? Okay, where was it?
It was at the arena in St. Louis.
Okay, well, why didn't that count?
Because in 1982, went to the VP Fair in St. Louis and saw Quarter Flash and Elton John. I forgot about that. I was 12 years old, and we were like a mile away from the stage. So I technically, maybe that would count. But
yeah.
The first one where you go into.
Okay.
You interpret it, Pete. You're better at this.
I would say the ticket that you paid for, you got a ticket, and you actually walked into an arena or a roped-off area.
Pink Floyd, 1987.
1987, and how was that? Was that before the breakup or after?
That was after the breakup. They released, I can't remember the name of the album. But either way, no, that was long after the breakup. That was after the three got back together without Roger Waters.
Got it. Okay. Joe, thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks, Pete.
All right. Let's go to taxi driver Bob. By the way, Vic, what was number two?
Number two concert?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what number two was for me.
What you got?
It was Bruce Springsteen at the Rosemont Horizon in 1984, Born in the USA.
Okay, you and your last caller are blowing my mind because the two people that I really fell in love with, the two albums I would say, were Pink Floyd was one of them,
okay.
which I'd never listened to, and they blew my mind. Yeah, that was a few months ago. And then Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. That has been, out of the 100 albums, that's been the one I've listened to the most.
Born to Run is his best album. Yes, but Born in the USA was my first Springsteen concert ever and my second concert of all time.
Yeah, that's a good album, too.
First concert of all time. I'm going to take a break and we'll get to these callers, okay? 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Come on, Bruce. There you go. God, that was great. The Rosemont Horizon. I loved it. First concert of all time, 312-981-7200. Bob, what was your first concert?
I heard you call my name, and I thought I got lost in the stratosphere.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good to hear your voice, brother. Tell me about your first concert.
First one was 1978. I was a senior in high school. The Rolling Stones and Journey.
Oh, my gosh.
And Journey came out, obviously, first, and then the Stones came out with M80s blowing up over my head and stuff. And it was a Some Girls tour. But I have to say, and I think it should be a part of this whole segment, is what was your best concert you ever went to? And that one was, after that concert, was the Blues Brothers. The actual Blues
no
Brothers
way.
Muddy Waters.
No way. Where did you see them?
I saw them at Chicago Fest before they renovated Navy Pier.
Oh, my gosh.
This was back, it was before it was renovated. They were obviously on that stage. Muddy Waters came out first, and then the Blues Brothers. But before the Blues Brothers came out, at that time, Jane Byrne was the mayor.
Okay.
And she came in, she replaced Belanda because he didn't get rid of the snow.
Right, we all remember that, yes.
And so she comes out with her daughter and Blues Brothers sunglasses and black overcoats and introduces the Blues Brothers. And that, you know, I mean, for Chicago, and needless to say, you had quite a huge wafts
of course.
Of marijuana smoke in the air.
But what a piece of history that you saw back in, what was it, 1980, you said, at Navy Pier.
Yeah,
you saw the Blues Brothers. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, being a Chicagoan and being at that concert, it was in Muddy Waters. I mean, a blues legend.
Of course.
You can't say he was the warm-up group. I mean, it was like 1A and 1B, you know, I mean.
That is so true. Bob, you're the best. I gotta move on, but have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, brother. We'll talk soon. All right, let's go to Barb and Gurney. Barb? Best concert.
Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Your first concert and your best concert. We're going to do both questions. Go ahead.
Okay, first concert. Beatles, Comiskey Park, 1965.
What?
Yeah, I was very young, but I was
August
there.
August of 65, you saw the Beatles at Comiskey Park.
I did. I was 10 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And I remember every moment of it. Yes. Yes,
you know,
it was amazing.
People think the Beatles toured throughout the 60s. I want to say they only toured for like 3-4 years at the most, right?
Probably, yeah. I was young. I was just such a crazy Beatles fan, and my dad bought 6 tickets, so my poor mother took 5 girls, ranging in age from 10 to 13, and she had to sit through the concert, and the 2 dads went and drank beer all evening and then drove us home. So,
oh, my gosh. That, of course they did. That's what they did back in the old days.
My first concert.
Okay.
My best concert ever was at the Rosemont Horizon, April of 1988. Michael Jackson, I had 4th-row center seats, and nothing better than that. And I've been to hundreds of concerts.
Really?
And that was the best one ever.
Gosh, yes. That's one guy I've never seen in concert is Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, he got weird later on, but he was amazing in 1988. I will never forget. Once again, that was the best concert of my life.
Barb, think about the history that you have seen. You saw the Beatles at Comiskey Park, and you saw Michael Jackson. I mean, there's maybe a handful of people that are listening right now. Not even a handful of people. There's probably maybe one other person that could say that.
Well, that could be, and then I've seen Lady Gaga 4 times. I love her, too, so
wow.
I just kind of cover all the generations.
If I need tickets, Barb, I'm calling you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Awesome. Okay, thank you. You too. Bye.
That's great. Curtis, first concert? I can't wait to hear this, because you're younger than all of us. First concert?
Tom Petty with my buddy Connor at Summerfest.
Really?
Yes.
Never saw Petty. Still angry about
fantastic.
It to this day. Thank you for that. And best concert?
Best concert, Foo Fighters 2015, when Dave Grohl, that was right after he broke his ankle or whatever,
yes.
And he was on that throne.
Yep, yep.
He still rocked out, and it was awesome.
Wow. I was on, that was Wrigley, right? I was on a rooftop for that one.
Yeah.
You can't really enjoy a show. I'd like to see the band. The rooftop, it was fine hearing the music, but I wanted to see the band.
Yeah, see them themselves.
But man, he was talking. I'm not a guy that doesn't like swearing, but every other word I remember.
And he doesn't lose his voice. He screams at the top of his lung at people.
Throwing down the F-bomb.
He doesn't lose his voice.
Yeah. All right. First concert and favorite concert. John? What's happening, man? Go ahead. John.
John from Blue Island.
Yeah, John from Blue Island. You're on, brother. Go
first ahead. Concert, 1981, Van Halen, Fair Warning, UIC Pavilion.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Yeah, he was jumping off, and I went with the local entrepreneurial person, if you know what I mean by that.
Uh-huh.
And we had a great time in the car on the way there and back. I was a sophomore in high school.
Wow. Best concert of all time. Best concert.
Best concert, you're not going to believe this. I'm going to say I had the most fun ever at a Neil Diamond concert. I went with my wife at the United Center, and we were with these. It was loaded with women.
It was
mostly women.
Was that about 15 years ago?
Yeah, probably. And I danced with my wife and these 4 other women, and I tell you what, it was better than going home and snuggling.
I got to tell you, I was at that show at the United Center, and I sang along to every single song. I agree with you 1,000%.
I was in about the 15th row dancing with every woman in the joint.
And Neil Diamond wears black knit pants up to his nipples, and he can still sing. It's unbelievable.
He's a lot of fun.
Thank you, John. Have a great Thanksgiving. Let's go to Diane. Diane, where are you calling from? Are you calling from Minnesota?
Yep, Bemidji.
I love that you're calling from Minnesota, Diane. Is it snowing there?
Nope.
Okay.
In the upper 20s.
It's in the upper
20s. Southern Minnesota is going to get buried the next couple of days.
It's always in the upper 20s in Minnesota. All right, first concert of all time.
First concert, ZZ Top. No. First concert, Styx.
Styx.
St. Patrick's High School, 1972, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, Styx played the high school circuit. You're right. Okay. And
that was before they were known. And best concert, ZZ Top at the Sanford Center here about 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay. I like that. Thank you, Diane. Have a great night. Okay, Diane checking in from Minnesota. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's do a few more of these. Roosevelt, calling from you're calling from Midway Airport.
Yeah, clearing, yeah. First concert, 1975, Santana Amigos Tour. He had gone into hiatus in his spiritual music with John McLaughlin. You remember that period between 1973, I believe, to 1975.
Okay.
Then he came back with the Amigos tour. He came out with a complete white suit. It was a white suit.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And best concert. I don't know if you remember, Pete, Old World Series of Rock at Old Comiskey Park.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yep, I never went, but I know all about it.
Oh, my God. About 6 hours of music. It was Santana, Molly Hatchet, Journey, mm-hmm. Eddie Money, and Thin Lizzy. 5 bands.
God, that's awesome. I love it. Roosevelt, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for checking in. Let's go to Beth and Racine. Beth, first concert and best concert of all time.
Hi. It's really fun because I was at that concert that Barb was at, the Beatles. What did she say, 1965?
August of 65.
My next-door neighbor's mom took us up. I don't remember how many. There were probably only two or three of us. The tickets were $5.
Wow. I mean,
it was wonderful.
Hold on a second, Beth. I think it's funny that I said, Barb, you know, there's nobody listening, and then you call in right away,
exactly.
And you say you were at the exact same concert at Comiskey Park in 1965.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, maybe we sat by each other.
That's
but
so funny.
The best concert I was ever at was at a Blue Man Group. I've seen them twice. And have you ever been? It's incredible.
Hold on a second.
I mean,
no, Beth, stop. You are not saying that Blue Man was better. That I love Blue Man Group. Don't get me wrong. I've seen Blue Man Group twice, but you saw the Beatles August 20th, 1965 at Comiskey Park.
Right. Yeah. Well, there were a lot of us there, and I'm sure there are still a lot of us that are alive. So, you know, but
do not say Blue Man Group was better than the Beatles. Do not say the Blue Man Group is better than the Beatles.
No, no, no. Well, no, they're different, entirely different. But honest to Pete, you know, you feel the beat in your seat on the bleachers. That's pretty incredible.
I've been the Blue Man, and yeah. how is the Beatles concert different at the end when they did the final song and Blue Man Group when they throw the toilet paper in the audience?
Well, now, I'm saying it was a long time ago. I don't remember the end of the Beatles concert,
uh-huh.
But I had a fantasy that John Lennon waved at me, so whatever.
You are so funny. Oh, my gosh. Beth, have a great night. Thank you so much, the Beatles and Blue Man Group. There is absolutely no comparison. Sam, what was your first concert?
The first concert I ever saw was Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
At the amphitheater.
Okay.
And sometimes I wonder whether I have a fake memory of it because I believe it was 1976 or 77. It's hard to remember things now. And it was right before the 4th of July, and people inside the amphitheater were throwing fireworks, like big fireworks, and during the show, one of them landed on the stage.
Oh, boy.
And the singer with the blonde hair on Robin Zander, I think his name is.
Yes, Robin Zander.
He threw the mic down and he said, "That's it." And he, I think he swore, and he the concert ended. And I sometimes I wonder whether I dreamed that up or not, but I believe that's what I saw.
Sam,
now
what year was that? What year?
It was either 76 or 77.
76 or 77. Okay.
It was late June, and it was at the amphitheater. It was a general admission concert. I'm thinking it was 77.
All right. The reason that I bring this up, Sam, is because I know Rick Nielsen very well. He's a huge friend of the show, and he's got a memory. He remembers these things, and I will guarantee you he will remember if it's true or not, but it sounds pretty true.
You got to ask him, because I've been wanting to know for the longest time whether I dreamed that up or if it's true. I'm sorry to say it like that. The best concert I ever saw was Linkin Park in Rome in September of 2015.
Linkin Park in Rome.
We drove down from Turin after seeing U2 and dumped our car and got to this racetrack on the outskirts of Rome, and we must have been the only American. It was late at night on a Sunday night.
Right, right.
And it was unbelievable. And then the next year, Chester goes, I believe.
Yeah, Chester passed away. I know. Sam, thank you for the call. Have a great Thanksgiving. I've seen Cheap Trick, and I'm not kidding, over 24 times, because when you live in Rockford for 6 years, Cheap Trick does a lot of fundraiser, or they'll just jump up on stage. I love Cheap Trick. But when the Beatles, when they were talking about Beatles at Sox Park, I saw Springsteen at Sox Park. But Paul McCartney, he did a show at Wrigley Field for 3.5 hours, and he never left the stage once. I don't even know if he drank water that night, but it was so good. It was so hot. But McCartney, another great concert. U2 played Soldier Field. They did Joshua Tree. Man, I love it. This is Vic. We're giving Vic ideas here. Vic is doing the albums now with his podcast. I think his next podcast is concerts. He goes on the concert circuit. We can tie that into a sponsorship deal.
There
get him free. Get him free tickets with Jam or Live Nation.
Just don't travel during Thanksgiving.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and coming up next, we're going to talk high school hoops with a Chicago high school basketball legend and now coaching legend at 720 WGN.